We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Always good catching up with Jake Trotter, who gives us a good perspective on whatever he brings to the table. Previously, the University of Oklahoma Sooners, now the Cleveland Browns. And who could have possibly known that we would be in the need for his services? But here we are.
Thank goodness he's a friend of the show, KFH's own.
Yes.
Jake Trotter.
Absolutely. A couple of other things brewing that were huge in the world of sports. Looks like Urban Meyer is going to be the head coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Had reports of a deal that's worth about $15 million a season. Well, it's good work if you can get it, but there you go. You've got that going on. And then the one that really interested me, Shane, and I bet you too, was the mega deal in the NBA that brought James Harden from Houston now to Brooklyn. Now you have easily the three most interesting matchups with KD, Kyrie, who is still absent without leave, and James Harden now in the mix. What could possibly go wrong?
Is interesting Latin for dysfunctional? Did I miss that?
Yes.
You know, is Kyrie really that interested in playing basketball?
I have a great wonder about that myself.
If I'm the owner, I'm moving in with my GM, whoever that is, and moving next door to Steve Nash. I mean, how much respect, how much, I don't know, cred could you acquire by dropping the hammer on this Kyrie Irving act, whatever it is? If the personal reasons that he's missing these games turn out to be legit, okay, fine. But it doesn't sound like he's in that much communique with Steve Nash. Maybe he is. Maybe Nash is covering for him. I don't know. But at some point, he gets to be, like we talked about, more trouble than he's worth. And then now they're acquiring a guy in James Harden, who said that Houston is too tough to fix, and he did all he could there, to say nothing about what you think of his relationship with Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Boogie. When Boogie Cousins said that says you're a distraction,
I mean, think about that.
Maybe it's not all the teams that you used to play for. Maybe it is you. But you know, this is a league of trying to create super teams. And on paper, they just did it. They did it.
Well, you've got, in James Harden, you have an unbelievable player, but I don't think, I can't say the same, apparently, as a teammate. I mean, right? So he's a super talent.
Same with Kyrie Irving, though, when you're talking
and
about
the same
teammate.
With Kyrie. So you got two guys that are almost the exact, that are the same guy, basically.
I'd be...
Huh?
I'm not going to say that I'd be surprised if they all three play together, but it's curious, and this was a four-team trade. Many players and draft picks were involved in this thing, so you knew it wouldn't be as simple as just two teams being involved with James Harden and a player of his caliber. I don't know how important playing basketball is to Kyrie Irving. And maybe the ownership of the Nets knows this, or can squint and see this, that we're getting a fractured Kyrie Irving, if we're getting him at all. I think he's made it pretty clear he's not all that fired up about playing basketball.
No. Right.
And he's just a weird guy, first of all. And he's eventually worn out his welcome everywhere he's gone. And I know we haven't given much time and effort into Kyrie bouncing around, kind of like we haven't with James Harden either, beyond James Harden's 50-point triple-doubles. But, you know, this isn't this isn't fantasy basketball. You can't just, you know, roll dice or, you know, play a fantasy game with these guys. They're real people, and they have to interact with their real role-playing teammates. And I don't know what to make of it, to be honest with you. If you want me to analyze it, you probably came to the wrong place. I have no idea how this is going to work out for the Nets. But I would venture to say that all the Rockets players that are currently on the roster are probably relieved.
I guess, right? I mean, on the surface, this is a trio that's capable of winning it all, but it's also a trio that is capable of sinking a ship and doing it rather quickly.
Well, the odds makers would say that was a good trade for the Nets. I mean, they are right there with the Bucks as far as betting odds to get to the NBA Finals. So, yeah. You know, the star power and that excuse me, is undeniable for the odds makers and the people in Vegas that trade just made the Brooklyn Nets front runner in the East. But there's only one ball and those, there are human beings involved here with egos and pride and everything else. So we'll see. I don't know. As far as the Urban Meyer situation is concerned,
right?
Man, good for him. He has, all along the way in his career, he's either managed to strike while the iron's hot, get out of town before the posse catches up to you, or parlay one thing into a much more lucrative next thing, or all the above. And if the Jaguars didn't back up the Brinks truck for him, then he would have just stayed his butt parked in the Fox studios and continued to do what he's doing. But now that they swept him off his feet, he's going to walk into a place where you get the number one overall pick, a lot of other picks besides that, and a whole lot of cap space.
And a team that's been 1-15, so where are the expectations, right?
Well, when you get the number one overall pick, you suddenly turn into, you know, the Cleveland Browns.
You get some room to grow, though.
On that movie
draft day. Yeah, you get some room to make mistakes. So, I mean, think of it. You win four games your first year, and you know, they're not erecting statues, but they're certainly pleased for the chance to have you. Then you got to start winning more. I mean,
and I don't think Urban Meyer is your typical rah-rah Joe College coach, do you? I mean, I think he...
No.
Even though he's never coached in the NFL, I think he at least understands how it goes.
Sure, seems to I me would like, think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think. And I wouldn't bet against him.
No,
I mean, I
don't
really
think
wouldn't.
I would either.
So
I can see why the Jags went knocking on his door, but, man, they got a whole pile of money invested in Urban when he signs a dotted line.
Guys that own football teams are really rich.
I can confirm that. That is true. That checks out by my notes.
Yep. So I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. Couldn't care less about the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I'm intrigued to see what Urban Meyer does at this level. Now, you never know, right? You never know. I mean, Pete Carroll was basically an NFL, I don't want to say an NFL bust, but, you know, he was run out of his job in New England. And then he shows up at USC, sets the world on fire at USC, and you can argue all you want about how they did it, but they still did it. And he's gone on and done very good things in Seattle. Probably should have a couple of Super Bowls. Instead of one, right?
And in free agency, I don't know that it necessarily has to take as long as you might think.
It doesn't?
With Jacksonville.
No, it doesn't.
They're going to do it with a rookie quarterback, so that might hold them back a tad. But, you know, Trevor Lawrence is half as good as we think he will be. They win six games next year? Six, 6 too lofty? 6 and 10?
Ooh.
Think about all the things.
I don't know.
They have so many draft picks and so much cap space to go out and sign people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 6 is probably a stretch for next year.
All right.
But
check back with me after draft day, and we'll have a little friendly wager on how many wins the Jags can get. If Urban Meyer's their head coach, I'll try to have a hot take for you on how many games the Jags can win. Because I don't, like I said, if you're just building through the draft and that's it, yeah, sure. Let's tap the brakes and be patient with the young quarterback in the NFL. But if you can add a bunch of other pieces and a bunch of other quality draft picks like they have, I think maybe the AFC South will be interesting sooner rather than later. But
roster right now is pretty bereft of talent.
Got rid of them for a bunch of draft capital.
They did.
Here it comes. Yeah. Ngakoue, Jalen Ramsey, even a couple of years
Calais
ago.
Calais Campbell.
Calais Campbell. Dante Fowler from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I mean, they had a bunch of guys that were all pretty good, were some pretty good players.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a lot of draft capital for it. So we'll see what they do with it. But they're intriguing. They're intriguing. They're going to have Trevor Lawrence and they're going to have Urban Meyer. It's a pretty good 1-2 punch to sell some tickets with, I think.
All right. Picks tomorrow. Here they are. You can veto or stamp them through. Rams plus 6.5 at the Packers.
Okay.
Ravens plus 2.5 at the Bills.
Ooh, that's interesting.
It is. Browns, Chiefs line, whatever it ends up being. Over under 57.5. We'll do that.
Okay.
Got to manipulate the line somehow to get a half point in there. And the Bucks and Saints. Bucks getting 3.5 at the Saints. Props. More rush yards from Cam Akers or receiving yards from Devontae Adams?
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
A fictitious KU line against Iowa State at the Fieldhouse on Saturday, yet to be determined, but it'll be double digits for sure.
Okay.
You okay with that? There they are. There's 7.
Sure.
Okay.
I got no problem with that. Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Cool.
That sounds pretty good.
Very good.
We had 8 last week, right?
Yeah, we did. We threw in the national title game.
That's right.
And since you brought it up, we're struggling.
Struggling?
Struggling.
You
went 4-4. You won
4-4. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll take it.
Yeah, you should. Me and State Farm went 3-5.
Well, it's one game. Congratulations.
Well, I mean, 3-5 is below 500, and that's pretty much our MO. You are now 419 winning percentage.
Ooh.
State Farm,
ooh,
429. Me, 441. Looks like
perfect. Might not reel you in, but I'm going to go get State Farm.
Oh, I don't know. You go 6-1 1 week.
Yeah, that's the key, right? You got to have a monster week.
And you got to avoid the damn 1-6 weeks, and none of us have been able to do that. I mean, we've routinely not won more than one game, one of our picks, and that's hard to overcome.
All harmful. Right.
Quite harmful.
Harmful.
That's us and Paul Brooks for State Farm tomorrow. All right, coming up next, we'll check out what happened on this day in sports history. It's January 14th, OTD. We'll take a stroll down sports memory lane when we return.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.